Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parents and kids packed into last night's North Penn School District board meeting upset over an attack in a cafeteria that seriously injured a student during lunch. This happened at Pembroke Middle School. The student was hospitalized after being attacked from behind by another student at lunch. And many parents and students say this could have been prevented because several of them said they warned the school that this was going to happen. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from North Wales with more on this. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, and these parents at last night's meeting said their kid couldn't go to school yesterday because they were traumatized by what they saw and experienced on Wednesday. North Penn officials say close to 1:30 Wednesday afternoon, one student bashed another student in the head from behind with one of those Stanley cups. One of the students who was sitting close by spoke last night. She described seeing blood everywhere. School Superintendent Todd Bauer, who also spoke in last night's meeting, says this should not have happened.
Such behavior has no place in our schools. You expect better. We expect better. And certainly I do as well.
Security staff jumped in. Medics took that girl who was hit to the hospital. School was locked down for 8 minutes. A few parents, including this man who spoke last night, he said that this school could have easily prevented this.
My daughter went to counselors at 9 o'clock in the morning twice and told them this attack was coming today at lunch. It was known.
Now, the superintendent did not respond to such allegations or other comments during the meeting, citing the privacy of the families of the students involved. He said they are working with police as well on this matter. And he did say if there is one bit of positive news out of all this, Carol, is that the girl who was attacked was released from the hospital.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.